Hello, it's me again. I'm actually having a latte at my local coffee shop and reading a magazine, and I came across a couple of recipes that I thought you might enjoy. The first one made me think of Melanie. So Melanie, this is for you. It's a veggie melt. It calls for 2 slices of multigrain bread of your choice, 1 tablespoon butter, 1 tablespoon sun-dried tomato pesto, 2 slices cheese, either Swiss, white cheddar, or provolone, red onion slices, spinach leaves. And the instructions are as follows. Heat pan or panini press. Spread each slice of bread with butter. When pan is hot, place butter side down and spread pesto on the slice of bread. Add slice of cheese, onion slices, spinach leaves, and other slice of cheese. Top with other piece of bread and press sandwich down. Flip sandwich over until, and grill until golden brown. Slice in half and serve. The second recipe is for Parmesan chicken, which I would like to try making sometime. It calls for 1 pound of chicken cutlets, thinly sliced, 1 egg or 1 egg white mixed with 1 teaspoon water and slightly beaten, 1/2 cup Parmesan cheese, canola oil or olive oil cooking spray. Dip chicken in egg mixture and then Parmesan cheese. Place in a baking pan. Spray top lightly with cooking oil. Bake in a 350 degree Fahrenheit oven for 20 minutes or until brown and crispy. And here's a recipe for gluten-free, flourless peanut butter cookies, which sound good, but I can't quite imagine what they would be like. So if anybody ever tries these, please do let me know. Or if you already know what they would be like, then feel free to elaborate. 2 cups peanut butter, 2 cups white sugar, 4 eggs beaten, 2 cups semi-sweet chocolate chips, 1 1/2 cups chopped pecans, optional. Preheat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Grease a cookie sheet. Combine peanut butter, eggs, and sugar and mix until smooth. Mix in chocolate chips and then nuts if desired. Spoon dough by tablespoonfuls onto the cookie sheet. Bake for 10 to 12 minutes or until slightly browned. Let the cookies cool on the cookie sheet for 5 to 10 minutes.